Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera. It is Tom Kelly, not John Ritchie, in today 94 at WIP. Great to be with you on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning throughout the Delaware Valley. And a big day as we have playoff action tonight. Philadelphia Flyers in action with Game 1 of the NHL playoffs against the Montreal Canadiens. Classic kind of matchup. Flyers, Canadiens, love it. We'll get to that, of course, as we move through the show. We will certainly have a a deep dive and a strong lament on what happened last night with the local baseball team. That was an all-time regular season loss last night. We'll get to that. Sixers, of course, also lose without pretty much all their main players. Eagles in training camp, a lot to do, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, 215-592-9494. Mr. Tom Kelly, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Joe? Happy to be in with you. I like your Flyers jersey you got there.
Thank you. Yep, flyered up. I mean, you got to wear it. People rip me because it's got no name on the back, but that's okay. It represents all Flyers players, past, present, not future, but past and present, as the Flyers are about 2 months away from hoisting Lord Stanley Cup.
I thought you'd be a guy, Joe, who would have the camera on the back of the jersey. You're not one of those guys?
No, trust me. I'm not one of those
just
guys.
Just his Phillies uniform.
Yeah, just the Phillies uniform.
And by the way, there's probably some Flyers players from yesteryear. I would say this jersey does not represent. I don't know which ones they would be, but there's some players that have annoyed us. But look, obviously it's exciting to know they get this thing cranked up tonight. We'll be watching. And look, we really hope it goes for 2 months. And if it does, we know that can lead to a lot of glory. So we'll see where they go. We'll get into it again. Flyers, Canadiens, 215-592-9494. There is, of course, a baseball game, Tom, to talk about from last night. It was an abomination. An abomination.
Hideous.
By the Philadelphia Phillies last night. For those of you that may have missed it, quick summation and then to analysis. Tommy Hunter, the bullpen. Tommy Hunter gives up 2 runs in the seventh for the Phillies to fall into a hole. Stirring. Eighth inning comeback. They tie it up. The Phillies take the lead. You're feeling good. You're headed to the ninth. Blown save in the ninth by Hector Neris. Then a ridiculously misplayed infield pop-up by Gene Segura, allowing 2 Orioles to score. Then a bottom of the ninth comeback hit to tie it up, what I'll refer to here today as false hope. I appreciate it at the time, but it was false hope. Then a misplayed, pathetically, 10th inning misplayed outfield line drive, dive-in attempt by Roman Quinn, allowing 2 Orioles to score on an inside-the-park, that's right, an inside-the-park home run in the top of the 10th, and then a bottom of the 10th rally that petered out. Look, there's a lot to get to, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, we'll give you a feel as we move through it. It was a disgrace. It was, Tom, as bad as it gets. It really was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that loss was as bad as any we've seen over the last couple of years. I know there are a lot of bad losses in the Gabe era, but that was hideous last night.
It was.
No excuse for it.
It was. So again, your reaction at 215-592-9494, how it went down and what you make of it. I'll say this, Tom. The main thing that hits me, and it hits me today, and it's hit me at other points, it hits me today in particular, that far too often, we as a show, as a station, as a fan base of Philadelphia sports and the Phillies, far too often blame the wrong person or the wrong people when things go bad. And I know the names Klintak and Middleton and perhaps even Girardi will come up on today's show for the blame game. The reality is that last night's loss was squarely on the Phillies players. That was not Matt Klintak's fault. And I know people are going to call today, they're going to say Klintak and Klintak and Klintak. Guys, that was on the players. All right, players have to play better. They have to know how to play better. They have to execute so they actually do play better. And I you know, look, we'll hear the names Klintak and Middleton, and on phone line for you, 215-592-9494. Blame game, here we go. Blame Tommy Hunter. Blame Tommy Hunter. Tommy Hunter is a veteran who has he's not a bum. This guy's not a Pivetta. This guy's not a Cole Irvin. Tommy Hunter's a big league pitcher, and for I think it's the second time this year out of the gate, and he hasn't had that many opportunities, Tommy Hunter put them in a big hole last night going down in that game, in that spot, after obviously, you know, a close game midway through the game. All right, Tommy Hunter's to blame. Gene Segura. I mean, Gene Segura is not a rookie. I know, you know, third base, new to him. Look, here's the deal. Guy's played in the infield, right? He's played like 50 feet to his left for many, many years. Gene Segura should know how infield pop-ups work. He just should. He should know how it works. And if you're going to say, oh, Girardi should have taught him better in spring training or whatever, nonsense. If you think no one from the Phillies went over with Gene Segura pop-up routine protocol and procedure, then you're crazy. Gene Segura, he's got to know better. Roman Quinn, second time in what? Three games? Two games? Four games? I don't even know when the last – it's the second time in the last couple games that he – and by the way, if you want to give me – oh, he's young. All right, Roman Quinn, I don't know the number, has probably played hundreds of games in the outfield. Hundreds. Minor leagues, the whole – I mean, Roman Quinn's a fast dude. I'm sure that guy's been in center field for years. He's got to know that kind of spot, that moment, when you can't get to the ball. I appreciate the effort. It's not about effort. It's not about effort. The effort was great on the play. It was about the mental understanding of the moment, what to do and what not to do. And that has nothing to do with Matt Klintak. And by the way, I'll throw in one more guy that didn't exactly have a miscue of the kind of nature of Gene Segura or Roman Quinn. But, I mean, I just got to throw this guy in, and it seems weird on a night when the Phillies' bats exploded for 9 runs. But, I mean, Scott Kingery, he goes 0 for 5. He's batting 100. So, you know, look, I'll see where everyone's at, and we'll see you at 215-592-9494. I'll just say this. There are times to blame Klintak, and there are times to blame Middleton. And in my opinion, this morning, not one of them. 215-592-9494. Tom, where are you at?
Well, the mental mistakes are inexcusable. The Segura play, whether it should have been Segura or Hopkins should have called louder. I mean, Segura can't do what he did. Roman Quinn, obviously, you can't make that kind of mistake when you know your team is going to come up in the bottom half and start with a runner on second base. You shouldn't be that concerned about that run. But you look at those names, Quinn, Kingery, Segura. These are guys that this organization has overrated. Like, why is Roman Quinn on the field to begin with? Scott Kingery is a guy who they expected to, you know, be this godsend at second base, and he's just not. And you look at the bullpen, Joe Girardi has no good options. Like, I don't look at Tommy Hunter as a guy who should be a reliable option.
See, I disagree with you on that. I actually, is he phenomenal? No. Should they be able to give the ball to Tommy Hunter in the 6th, 7th, or 8th inning, and more often than not get through the inning and move it to the next guy in the pen? Yeah, more often than not, they should. He didn't do his job last night.
But other than Neris, he shouldn't be the only reliable right-hander you have out there. You know, when you see a guy like Deolis Guerra pitching every single night, it seems, I don't know how you look at that. And you don't look at Klintak, but you don't look above Klintak. Like, Middleton is the one, to me, who has caused all of this, where they decided they were going to try to spend their way out of it for one offseason. They sign Harper, trade for Real Muto, trade for Segura, who they massively overrated. They thought he was the shortstop of the future. They had to scrap that. After a couple years. So you look at what Middleton did, you can't take half measures, and I think that's what's happened here. They wanted to spend their way out of it. It didn't necessarily work just loading up the lineup, and now because he will not go into the luxury tax, you have a bullpen who can't get anybody out. Like, that's not Joe Girardi's fault, and I feel like the guys in the pen, they're just not capable of doing that job.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I'll ask a question that frankly aggravates me to ask, because I don't think it's a warranted question, but I know it will resonate with many, so I'll ask it. Honestly, I'll ask a question, for lack of a better way to put it, taking one for the team, because I don't think it's the right question today. But I'll ask you the question. Who do you blame? After a game like that last night, there are the players, there's the general manager, Matt Klintak, there's the owner, John Middleton, and for whatever role Joe Girardi has in this, and certainly he's got the least role to this point as far as, you know, players chosen and certainly performance out there in the field, but Girardi hasn't, you know, he hasn't escaped the reality that many have called into question his moves in the early going of this year. You know, who do you blame? How do you feel? Again, 215-592-9494. I don't like the question because I'm telling you, I watched that game last night and I put that squarely, all right, I mean squarely, on the baseball players who have got to know better and have got to be better. But I'll ask the question because I know a lot of people are going to blame a lot of the wrong people. So I ask you, James, who do you blame last night?
I blame Mike Klentak. It's not wrong. Look, I understand. I agree with the concept of Gene Segura's got to know better. That was embarrassing. Roman Quinn has done it twice. And these are the kind of things where they shouldn't be in the lineup if this stuff's going to happen. But the real issue here, let's be real about this, is this bullpen and Matt Klentak's role in it. I understand Middleton has hamstrung him a little bit, but you got to be able to find pitchers. What are we doing with this crew of guys? They shouldn't be in the major leagues. They're not on, they shouldn't be on a roster. Their bullpen ERA is 10-19. It's 3 runs higher than any team in baseball. The Marlins have a 3.26 bullpen ERA. They're playing with a taxi squad of relievers.
Right.
Why can they find guys who can get outs? You have to have it's, look, I get players have to be better, but these players just aren't good enough. That's the problem.
But the guys last night should have been James.
Dalys Guerra? Really? Why? He's failed every opportunity he's been given. Tommy Hunter has failed almost every opportunity he's been given. These guys are not good enough. They're
look,
not.
Look, we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. When you size up a game like that last night, and I don't think there's any other way to put it, as regular season losses go, I mean, other than the late September kind of loss, like if you remember about 15 years ago, Craig Biggio hit a home run to beat the Phillies. There was, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 days left in the season. It was an unbelievable late September gut punch to all of us as Phillies fans. All right, that's a different sort of category. That's when you got, you know, 5 games to go in a season and you're trying to make the playoffs. As regular season games go, and by the way, these aren't exactly regular because they all count for close to 3 normal regular season games, but as a regular season game generally goes, that was about as bad last night as you'll ever see. Look, we'll take the reaction at 215-592-9494. Certainly that out of the gate. Flyers, it is exciting. I mean, it really, thank God for the Flyers. Seriously, thank God. Because the Sixers last night put out a lineup yesterday that was a disgrace. I mean, they just waved the right white flag on the game. The Phillies players blew it yesterday. The Flyers are, you know, pardon me for going to Star Wars here, but help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're our only hope. That's where we're at right now. That's where we are with the Flyers. Thank God for the Flyers. So, look, we'll get into that. We'll rock your calls. Again, Tom Kelly in for Richie today. Your phone calls all show. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera, Tom Kelly in for Richie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.